Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. From the dozens of series on our podcast, to the Qalam app, all the classes that Qalam does online, all the lectures, live events, and different programs that Qalam conducts for the benefit of the community, completely free of charge. Please go to supportqalam.com and support our efforts so that we can continue doing this work, we can increase our efforts, and you can secure your sadaqah jariyah and have a share in all the reward and good that is going on. Once again, please go to supportqalam.com, donate and contribute generously. The following session is from the Qalam Qiyam in Ramadan 2020, where all of our instructors came together to deliver a night of inspirational talks and lectures on the 27th night of Ramadan. I hope and pray that you find the following lecture beneficial. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Jazakumullahu khair, Ustada Fatima. I just wanted to, again, reiterate the reminder that I began the session with, especially after listening to the first session, and that is that whenever you're moved by anything, if you are in awe of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, act on that. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, allow yourself to be vulnerable with Allah and make dua to Allah and turn to Allah and seek forgiveness from Allah and really pour your heart out to Allah so that you can experience that mercy. And with that, I'd like to invite Mufti Kamani to continue on this topic for the first session of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأزكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where does a person start to speak of something the beginning of which is unknown, the end of which is unknown? Only Allah knows how great His mercy is. The rest of us experience it, and we continue to experience it. Sometimes we acknowledge and understand that this is the mercy of Allah that we're experiencing, while other times we don't even realize. We don't know where we would be without that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to like that of a mother. The narration Ustada Fatima just mentioned, in which this mother was cooking food and there was a flame that shot up and she was worried for her child. So she pulled her child back. And then she went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said, O Messenger of Allah, is God more merciful than a mother? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. I mean, yes, the mother is not more merciful than God. God is more merciful than the mother. To that, the mother then said that a mother would never put her child in the fire. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started crying, and he cried and cried and cried. Because the message was clear, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for the believing servants was so great that no mother can ever match the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we understand this narration, one of the reasons why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in multiple narrations, while trying to explain the love of Allah, uses the parable and example of the mother, is because that's like the pinnacle of love in the dunya. The mother's love for her child exists long before the child even comes into the world. As the mother begins to see that the child is now coming, the pregnancy manifests itself, she starts decorating and preparing. When the child is born, she is the first to kiss the child. She puts her life before the child's life. She stays awake so the child can sleep. She remains hungry so the child can eat. She takes her coat off to put it around her child. She sees her child cry, she cries. She needs to be the one who wipes away those tears. all of the love that a mother has for her child, all of it on one side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for his servants is much greater than that. Unfortunately, shaitan has put a distance between our hearts and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even though he continues to show his mercy, we don't reciprocate. We don't understand how lucky we are, how special we are. The fact that we have the honor and ability to say Allah's name with love is such a blessing. There are people in this world who will live and die, and they won't have the chance even once to say God's name with love. They won't do one sajda in front of Allah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored us. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us. Each of us knows how unworthy we are of such great love. When I go for Hajj and I stand in front of the Kaaba, I have tears in my eyes, my heart hurts, because I know I'm not worthy to be standing there. But I'm humbled that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to me anyway. He gave me that without me even asking him. He loved me even though I wasn't worthy of it. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so close to us that even though we go so far from him, on blessed nights like these, he reels us all in. All of those who are gathered here tonight and gathered on streams across the world on this blessed night, they are there because they are selected by Allah. They're chosen by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering his special mercy on them. It's nights like these that will bring them joy on the Day of Judgment. We continue to sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to conceal. He is as-sattar, the one who hides. There's a narration that can be found in Bukhari and Muslim, authentic narration. The companion, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the Day of Judgment, mankind will be gathered together. One by one, people will come in front of their Lord, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk to them. He will ask them. One particular person will be called in front of Allah. The hadith mentions that when he comes in front of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal the gathering in a way where no one will be able to hear what's going on. They will be able to see, but they won't be able to hear anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call that servant forward and he will say to him, "Tell me, what did you do in the world?" This person will lower their head in shame without any words. What can this person say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then ask him, "Ata'rifu dhanba kadha?" Did you do this? Did you do this sin? The person will say, "Yes, ya Allah, I did this." Then Allah will ask again, "Ata'rifu dhanba kadha? What about this one?" He will say, "Yes, ya Allah, I did this too." Allah will ask, "What about this one?" And that person will have his head lowered down and he'll cry in front of Allah and say, "Ya Allah, enough. Are we going to count all of my sins? Are we going to count all of my shortcomings? The list is never ending." This person will lower their head and they will cry and cry and cry. To that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then say, "O my servant, I covered your deeds in the world so that I may forgive you in the hereafter. Take your book of deeds and go to Jannah." Think of that person's joy for a moment. That person is given their book of deeds in their right hand. Imagine how happy that heart must be, that I have now accomplished with certainty. I have gained the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That mercy was in store for me. It was always for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he showed me his mercy today and honored me. And that's the honor that we're all looking for. That's what we're all searching for. The purpose of this life is to get closer to Allah. Every day, every moment, every action. How can I inch closer to Allah Azza wa Jal? How can this bond get stronger? How can I learn to live for Allah? That the only concern I have on my mind is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wake up in the morning, I think of my Allah. I go to sleep at night, I think of Allah. Shaitan has played tricks with us. He's put such a great distance between us and Allah that we have found satisfaction in everything other than Allah. When the truth is, satisfaction is a state of the heart, and the heart will only be pleased when it's connected to its master, to its creator, to its Allah. We can continue to search for this happiness and joy in all the corners of the world, but until this heart isn't connected back to its creator, until it doesn't fall in love with Allah, until it doesn't learn to trust Allah, until it isn't content with what God has decreed for it, we will always be at crossroads. There will be no joy, temporary, here or there. But the heart searches and it yearns for the love of Allah. Honestly, we know this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan. Shaitan's out of the picture. The first few weeks are all about just cleaning out the heart and getting out of those bad habits. But towards the end of Ramadan, we start feeling it. We start feeling uplifted, right? And the heart starts getting closer. The du'as start getting deeper. The closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a big difference from where we started off and where we are. And alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for this. Had it not been for His mercy, we wouldn't be here right now. And that's the mercy that we invoke. That's the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we call on. Ya Allah, without Your love, we are nothing. You know, Shaitan has put those barriers between us and You. He's told us that we aren't worthy of Your love. He keeps telling us that You're punishing us because of all the sins that we've done. Ya Allah, if You punish us, You have every right to do so, but we ask that You forego punishment. Ya Allah, if You choose to send us to the fire of hell on the day of judgment, we would probably be worthy of it. But we ask for Your fadl, Your favor, not Your adl, Your justice. We want to be forgiven by You, Ya Allah. There's a poem that always comes to my mind. It's one of my favorite poems, and I think of this a lot because it really hits home for me. There was a poet by the name of Abu Nawas. He lived a great part of his life in disobedience. He was an alcoholic. He engaged in public indecency. Towards the end of his life, he was imprisoned. And according to many historians, it was there in prison that he died. When they lifted his body and they were taking him for burial, there was a piece of paper that fell out. And that piece of paper was most likely the last poem he composed of his life. And he said, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, Ya Rabbi in azumat dhunubi kathratan, O my Lord, even though my sins have become many, فَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ عَفْوَكَ أَعْظَمُ, I have come to know that Your forgiveness is greater. I've sinned a lot, but Your forgiveness is greater. إِنْ كَانَ لَا يَرْجُوكَ إِلَّا مُحْسِنٌ فَبِمَنْ يَلُوذُ وَيَسْتَجِيرُ الْمُجْرِمُ, if only pious people were allowed to love You, then who do sinners like me go to? Who do I turn to? Who's mine? Shaitan makes us think that we were maybe created to be punished. We've never experienced Allah's love. Shaitan tells us God is angry at us. We're lonely in this world, unsatisfied in this world. Maybe this life was supposed to be miserable in the hereafter as well. These are all doubts of Shaitan. And this poet is saying, Oh my Lord, if only pious people were allowed to love You, then what about me? What about people like me? Who do we go to? أَدْعُوكَ رَبِّي كَمَا أَمَرْتَ تَضَرُّعًا Oh my Lord, I call out to You just as You commanded, humbling myself. فَلَئِنْ رَدَتَّ يَدِي فَمَنْ ذَا يَرْحَمُ And if You push my hands away, Ya Allah, then who will have mercy on me? His closing line, مَا لِي إِلَيْكَ وَسِيلَةٌ إِلَّا الرَّجَى My only hope to You, Ya Allah, is hope. The only path to You is my hope. The Quran told me You're merciful. The Prophet told me You're merciful. Ya Allah, I need that mercy. If You choose to forgive me, it won't hurt You in any way. But if You choose to hold me accountable, then I am at absolute loss. The pain is too heavy for this heart to carry. The thought of Your anger is too burdensome. People in the world always get angry at us. They're always disappointed in us. But Ya Allah, our hope was that You wouldn't be disappointed. All of the disappointments of the world, are on one side, but I don't want the pain, I don't want the burden of you being disappointed in me. Ya Allah, bless me with the joy of being given my book of deeds in my right hand. Ya Allah, all these people that are here, everyone that's here, these people have come, they're awake, they're here, Ya Allah, at our homes, and they've chosen to spend this night in this gathering because they're looking for that one moment of love and mercy. They're trying to experience it. Ya Allah, don't deprive these hearts. These people have come with du'as. They've come with a goal. Tonight, this qiyam is about touching those emotions. Usually we would be in the masjids and we would be sitting together shoulder to shoulder raising our hands. But today, Ya Allah, we are bringing it to our homes. No one can separate us from you, Ya Allah. As long as we have a line to you, we will connect with you, Ya Allah. It'll be broken. The signal might be weak, Ya Allah, on our part. But it's always going to be you that we will be searching for. He says, Mali ilayka wasilatun illa raja. The only hope I have is hope. Wabi husni afwika. My hope is that you will forgive. Thumma inni muslimu. And at the end of the day, Ya Allah, I was a Muslim. I always loved you, Ya Allah. If you gave Jannah to the magicians from the story of Musa alayhi salam for one sajda they did, then what about me? I've done so many more for you. I've cried in front of you. I asked from you. I'm committed to you. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of your mercy. If your prophet can't go to Jannah without your mercy, we need it too. Ya Allah, on this blessed night, we all ask you to shower us and to cover us in your mercy. Do not leave us alone with our nafs and our soul. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of your mercy for a single moment. Allow us to experience your love and every fiber of our existence. Let this heart beat in your love. Let this forehead bow in your love. Let this heart, Ya Allah, explode in your love. Every breath of ours should be in your love. Ya Allah, do not allow us to live a life in which you are the one forgotten. Allow us to forget the world at the cost of remembering you. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum, Mufti Kamani.